Die holen die Mischne darf samach woven mit alles. It says, Boloi Eitzel Sir Hamashtaleich. It's now the Kohen Godla on Yom Kippur. After we finished the Avoidus, we spoke about the Mishnaisim before, that he already shechted the Sawyer, La Blashem, and his own par, and he brought both Damim inside, Lefnai Lefnim, inside the Perches by the Heichol, inside Mizbeach HaPnim. After we finished the Avoidus of the Dam, with the Sawyer of Lashem, and with the par of Porosh, or Kohen Godol, now he comes back to the Sawyer HaMashtaleich. Is Bolo Yetzel Sawyer HaMashtaleich. The Kohen Godol now comes back to the Sawyer HaMashtaleich, for Sawyer Shtei Yod Avolov. And he puts his two hands on top of this goat, Umisvada, and he says Vidui. The Rashi says, Bolo Yetzel Sawyer, Hashto Hoda Tonel Anulsei, Leruya B'Seder HaVoida. To teach us to say to the order of the Avoidus the Kohen Godol did on Yom Kippur. Ukomar, the liacha shagoma koin godol, maten domim shopar, usoyer, after the koin godol finished all the avoidus with the dam of his par, and his soyer, the soil of chatas lashem, kid the solid perk of the hoitziloi, bolo ya koin etzosir hamashtaleich. Now the koin godol goes to the soyer hamashtaleich, the other goat that the goyrol choose to be the azazil, the mokim shamidu shom, at the place where it was stood, Kineged Beishaluchat, like we had before, Kedemina Perak Tofu the Kalfi. We had the Perak before, that they used to leave after they chose with the Goyrul. The Sawyer is the Sawyer Lazozel, they used to leave it near the gate where it's going to leave the Azorah, the Beis HaMikdash. As up until now, it's still in the Beis HaMikdash. It's sustained by the gate, by the Beishaluchat, by its shower, its gate, where it's conventionally going to leave the Beis HaMikdash. That's where we're standing all this time. And now the Kohen Godol goes to it. Umisvad, and he says vidui on it. This is the way the Kohen Godol used to say vidui on the Sawyer HaMashtaleich. He say, honor Hashem. Chotu, as Klal Yisrael did in Averis, Ovu Poshu, we did Averis, Chotu, we said before, was b'shoigig. Ovu was b'mezid. And Poshu was b'merid. Like you're rebelling. That's the worst. Lefonecho, in front of you, Amcho Beis Yisrael. Now this is a kapora for the whole Klal Yisrael. And we'll see in the Gemara if this includes Kahanim or only the Yisraelim. But it says, Amcho Beis Yisrael. I want the Sawyer HaMashtaleich to forgive the whole Klal Yisrael. Ono Hashem, Kapeno Lechatoyim Lavoinus Lapshoyim, Shechoto V'Shovu V'Sheposhu. The Klal Yisrael did Choto means B'Shoigig, they did Averis not willingly. V'Shovu, that means B'Mezid, they did Averis willingly. V'Sheposhu, they did Averis even B'Merid, even going Keneged Hashem. Lefonech in front of you, Amcho Beis Yisrael. So forgive the whole Klal Yisrael. Kakosu b'Seiros Moshe, like it says in the Torah, b'Seiros Moshe Avdechom, Leimer, it says like this, Ki b'Yom Hazeh, on Yom Kippur, Yechaper Aleichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive everybody, L'Tayreschem, Timetayros, Mikol Chatzoseichem, Lefnei Hashem Tetoru, that we become pure and clean in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippurim. This is the vidu the Kohen Godol used to say by the Sawyer HaMashtaleich. So he said Hashem's name here three times. He said Ono Hashem, that was one time, then Ono Hashem a second time, and then he said this pasuk of Lufnei Hashem a third time. Now v'kahanim v'yom ho'imdim v'yazara. All the kahanim, or even the Yisraelim, that were standing in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash, kishoyu shoymim, shem ha'mefarish, when they used to hear the shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special name, the shem ha'mefarish, when it went out of the mouth of the Kohen Godol, and just now the Kohen Godol said it three times. As in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Godol said the Shem HaMeferish 10 times we had. By the vidui of the Sawyer HaMashtaleich, he said it 3 times. By the other vidui, 3 times. And another vidui, 3 times. And then he stamped said Hashem's name. But by each vidui, he said Hashem's name 3 times. His honor Hashem. Now the way he said Hashem, that was with the Shem HaMeferish. That's a machlokes exactly what does it mean, the Shem HaMeferish. Some say the Shem HaMeferish is the Yud-Ke Vov-Ke. He pronounced it the way you're supposed to, with the Yud-Ke Vov-Ke. And some of us learn, and the Rambam brings down from the Goinim, that the Shem HaMeferish is the Oisius of Membeis. It's 42 Oisius how to read out Hashem's name, that we don't know how to do it. But whenever it says Yud-Ke Vov-Ke, it's like the abbreviation for these Membeis Oisius. So 42 Oisius, which is called the Shem HaMeferish. So here, when the Kohen Godol used to say Hashem's name, he used to say out the whole Shem with the 42 Oisiyos. So when the Kohanim and the Om used to hear the Kohen Godol say the Shem HaMeferish, either it means he said the Yud Kei Vov Kei the way you're supposed to read it, or not the way it's supposed to, the way it's written, then the people there, when they heard it, is Hayukurim, they used to bow down, or Mishtachvim, bow down altogether, for Noisul Ma'aprim, fall down on their face. The Yomim, they would say, Boruch Shem Kivoy Nachus Alelam Vuyad. That's what the Kanim and the Yisraelim used to do when they heard the Shem HaMaparish on Yom Kippur. They used to bow down, Kurim Mishtachvim, Noisul Ma'aprim, Yomim, Boruch Shem. Masru, then after this happened, after they finished the vidui and they finished bowing down, then Masru lemi shoyim alichay. They gave over the soyim ashtalayach to the special person that was appointed from before Yom Kippur, that he's going to be the one to take it away. Now really, hakil ksherim alichay. Anybody is kosher to do this work of taking the soyim azazel to the tzoyk. We'll soon see that was very far, that was outside Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, Hamidbara used to take it to a special cliff. In the Midbar, but they would throw it off the cliff. So anybody really is kosher, even the Tsar, even the Yisrael. Elishosu akhanim gedolim, or Rashi, some gears take out the word gedolim, rather elishosu akhanim kovu. The kanim made up between themselves that they're going to do it. They're not going to let a Yisrael do this avodah, they're going to want only the kanim to do it. So even though really it was kosher, bizarre, but they made up that only Kahanim would do this avodah of taking the soyer outside the Azara, way into the Midbar, to throw it over the cliff. And they didn't let any Yisrael do it. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef said, Mice had once happened, V'hoylicho arasla. The one time a person called arasla, Hitaka took the soyer lazozel to the Midbar. The Yisrael hoya, and he was a Yisrael, it once happened, that Yisrael Taka did it. Now the Kevesh Osuloi used to make a special plank, like a special bridge, for the person leading the Sawyer to walk upon over this bridge. Why? Mifnei HaBavloyim, because there were bad people, they called them the Bavloyim. We'll see in the Gemara, really there were people from Anshi Alexandria, but they called them Bavloyim because the people living in Eretz Yisrael didn't like the people living in Bavel. So anybody that did something bad, they called them with Loshim Ifnei HaBavloyim. So they called the bad people of Avloyim. What are these bad people used to do? Shoyim Metalshim Besaroi. They used to pull out the hair of this person that's taken the Soyer Lazozel, the Yomloin, as if to tell him, Toil Vitzei. Now, go faster. If they would see this person walking with the Soyer Lazozel to take him outside the Azorim, outside Yerushalayim, into the Midbar, so if he'd be walking nice and slow, the people, bad people, would like pull out his hair of the person and say, go faster. Like in other words, this Sawyer has all the Averis of Klai Yisrael. So we want to get rid of them already. So go faster and get rid of all the Averis of Klai Yisrael. So because these bad people used to do this, they used to have a special kevish, a special like plank, a special bridge, so that he would walk higher than the normal person, that the people couldn't touch him. So Rashi says, Elishosa Kanim Kva, that means Shegilo Lases et Kahanim Kva, the Kahanim made up between themselves, Liyos Malichin Oisai, that they would be the only ones to carry out this par, the Sawyer of Lazosum. Lohoye Bezdin Shor Kahanim Manichim et Siswal Olichai. The Bezdin of the Kahanim did not let a regular Israel carry out the Lazosum. Arasla, once happened, the Shemish, this person called Arasla, he was the Israel and he once carried it out. Savad, it was kosher with the Yisrael. Just this one time they let him. The Kevesh, that means Kemin Mala, type of a bridge. Also Loi, Shugavoye, was higher than a normal person. The Yotzadera Choystia Kevesh, Chutzli Azara, the Chutzliir. Through this plank, like this bridge, he would walk outside the Beis Hamikdash and outside the whole Yerushalayim. Kadesh Lo Yuchlo HaBavloyim Liga, that the Bavloyim, these bad people, can't grab a hold of this person, the Mishaleach, the one that's sending out the Lazozel. Levishoyer Regilim Letolshev Esarvay. Because these bad people used to grab, to pull out the person's hair. The Yomimla, they would tell him, Toyo Maher, go faster. Vitzayin, go out. Vyatishoyav and Esenu Etzenuoid. And don't keep back this sir, don't go so slow, because all our Averis are on this Soyer. We want to have our Kapara fast. So he used to like tell him, go fast. And he used to even pull out his hair. So not to do that, he used to have a special plank for him to go higher. Here's the Gemara. V'yilu b'nei Aaron am k'doshecha lo yikomer. Now when the Kohen Gadol said vidui on the Parah Mishtaleach, it says Loshin, Chotu ovu poshu lefanecha amcha beis Yisrael. Amcha beis Yisrael mashmo the Klai Yisrael. The b'nei Yisrael. I want this carbon, not a carbon, this lazozel, to be mechapa to forgive for amcho beis Yisrael, but not for bnei Aaron, not for kahanim. So chorav ilu bnei Aaron am kodeshech loy komar. The kohen gadol does not include kahanim. Is a chura man tana. Who's the tana about mishnah? Om Rabbi Yirmiya, to like Rabbi Yehuda. Our mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Dik Rabbi Yehuda, because if our mishnah would go according to Rabbi Yehuda, ho amar. Rabbi Yehuda said, yesh lem kapora v'soy ha-mishtaleich. Rabbi Yehuda's shita was that even a regular kohen, he also has his forgiveness with this sawyer, this goat that goes lazozum. So why doesn't the kohen gadol and the vidui mention am b'nei Aaron am kodeshecha? The chura goes not like Rabbi Yehuda. The other man, the yom holds that the special power the Kohen Gadol has for himself on Yom Kippur is mechapa for him, for the Kohen Gadol, and for all the other Kohanim. And not only is it mechapa for the chet they did, betumas migdash kodeshav, they hold it's mechapa for them for any avera they did. For all the averas the Kohanim did, they had that kapara from the power of the Kohen Gadol. So you know, that's what's mashma for our Mishnah, that the Sawyer of Lazozil was only meant for the Bnei Yisrael, but not meant for the Kohanim. Because if it went according to Rabbi Yehuda, so why didn't our Mishnah say Bnei Aaron? So Moritz says no. Abaye Rama Afilu Tem Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that the Kohanim don't have their kapara from the Shara Veris, from the power of the Kohen Gadol, but they also have their forgiveness from this Sawyer Lazozil, from the goat that sent out Lazozol. Even the Bnei Kohanim have their kapara. So then the question is, why does the Mishnah only say Amcha Beis Yisrael? Why doesn't it say Bnei Aaron Amcha Deshech also? So the Moran says, Oto Kohanim Lav Bechlal Amcha Yisrael Ninu. His Kohanim are also included. Amcha Beis Yisrael means the whole Klal Yisrael. Not only Bnei Yisrael to mean the Shevet Yisrael and Lafuke Shevet Kuna. No, Shevet Kuna is also included. So in this video that he said, Chotu Ovu Poshel Fanecha Amcha Beis Yisrael was included everybody. It could even be included the Kohanim also. Then the Mishnah says, Mosul Mishum Lichay. So after the Kohen Gadol got finished saying his vidui, and he said the Shem HaMeferish three times, and the people bowed down and said, Baruch Shem Kavar Mechus Alon Voed, then they sent the Soya Lazozel out. Tana Rabbonim. The apostle says like this, Ish Iti. The apostle says he's supposed to send this Osoyer with a special person, Iti Lemidbarim. Send it out to the Midbar. So Vidash and Ish means Lachshir Es Azar. You don't have to use a Kohen. Now any Yisrael, any Zar is also kosher to do this Avodah of sending out the Soyer Lazozel. Iti, what does the word Iti mean? Appointed one. Shei Mizumen Iti. He should be appointed. In other words, you're supposed to appoint this person Erev Yom Kippur. Before Yom Kippur, we know who is going to be the one that on Yom Kippur will like lead the Soyer Lazozel out to the Midbar. Rashi Muchin Lakach Meyesmon. He has to be prepared, appointed yesterday Erev Yom Kippur. Then Iti, another drosha, is Afilu B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos also, even if Yom Kippur comes in on Shabbos, you're allowed to take the Lazozel out to the Midbar. And the Gemara will soon say, what's the Chiddush? Like Pshita, why not on Shabbos? Rashi says, Iti, the Itoi, Vidashin, at its time, over Mayadai, Yishtaleach, V'lo Yavar, never miss it. The Afilu B'Shabbos, even if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, still you do this Avodah of taking the Soyer Lazozel way out of Yishalayim to the Midbar. Over Tumah, who are then if the animal is Tumah, still you do it. Ulakam Meforish, my Yisra Shabbos V'Tumah Shach V'Shaluchai, Yisra V'Rabuyi. Like, what's the Chiddush, Pshita? What do I care if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos? Why is Shabbos any more chomer than Yom Kippur is? Like the Mashma, for Yom Kippur alone, Pshita you let us send out the Soyer. But now when it comes out on Shabbos, maybe not. Kamashma alone, yes, even on Shabbos you're allowed to. Like, what's the Chiddush? Pshita. But tomorrow we'll soon explain. Vaita Iti, Piafilu Betuma. Even if the Kohen, or even if the animal, the Soyer, is Betuma, is Tomei, still you're allowed to send it out. So, Dashin, Ish La'ashir Es Azar. We need a pasuk to say Ish. Anybody is kosher to lead out the Soyer Lazozel to the Midbar. Not only a Kohen, even a Zar. For the Gemara Pshita Avada, why not? Like it's not an Avoid, it's not a carbon here. What do we need a pasuk for? Pshita, anybody should be kosher. Someone else says no. Ma the time I would have thought Kapara Ksivde. Hey, since this Soyer Lazozel is Mechaper, gives forgiveness, so I would think it has a look like a carbon that you dafka need a Kohen and not a Yisrael. Kamash Malon Ish. The pasuk says the word Ish, that even a Zara is also kosher. Yeah. Right, then we say iti v'yafilu b'shabbos. A special postik, even if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, still you're allowed to do this work of sending the soil lazozel out of Yerushalayim to the Midbar. For the Gemara l'may hilchaso, like pshitit smuta, why not? Like Rashi says, l'may hilchaso, my chilu Shabbos yesh, shehutzrach la'atiroi. What type of chilu Shabbos are you doing that you need a chiddush to say that it's smuta? Imishum tchumim, if you want to say you're walking outside the tchum, the rabbonim b'yamaninu, the issur tchumim not to walk out of alpayim mama on Shabbos is only us and the rabbonim. First later. So here, b'shas matan Torah, what did the Torah have to say? It's mutter on Shabbos. Pshita, vada, it's mutter on Shabbos. It's more interesting. Omer Rosheshes, loymas, come to teach us a chiddush. Shimho yechoyla. What's going to be if this soil azazel got sick? As after you pointed it, now it's sick and it can't move. So how are you going to move it there? You have to pick it up on your shoulders and carry it out to the midbar. Is makivu yal ksefoy. That you know you're allowed to put it on your shoulders and carry out this goat out to the midbar. That's the chiddush. Even though you're being over Nisa Shabbos, you're carrying something on Shabbos, which really should be yosur. Kamash on the pasuk that the Torah is matzavis. Iti telling, teaching us, even on Shabbos you're allowed to. So there's two kashas we'll soon see. First, the Gemara says, Kiman, who does this chiddush go like? Lechura deleikri Reb Nosson. It does not go according to Reb Nosson Shita. Di Reb Nosson, because if it goes according to Reb Nosson Shita, Ha'amar. We know Reb Nosson always says that chai noisi atzatzmoi. Midiraisa, you're allowed to carry something that's living. Because it's a svara, the living person is carrying himself. Midiraisa, you're allowed to pick up your child and carry him on Shabbos. Midirabon and avada ritzosa. Midirabon, you're not allowed to carry even your child on Shabbos. But midiraisa, though, Reb Nosson knows the svara, chai noisi atzatzmoi. A live person carries himself. Here also, midiraisa, you're allowed to pick up this goat and put it on your shoulders and carry it outside. There's no Israelite sore on Shabbos. So again, what do I need a pasuk iti to say it's mutter to do it on Shabbos? Shita it's mutter midiraisa. Midiraisa, you're allowed to carry something that's alive. So chura does not go according to Reb Nosson. Gemara says no. Afilu tema Reb Nosson, even if you want to say this drusha of iti l'rabba Shabbos, goes according to Reb Nosson, atayichayla shani. When the animal is sick, it's different. When does Reb Nosson say a svara chai nois yetzatznoi, a live animal or a live person? That's only if he himself could walk. He's not sick. So since he himself could walk, even though I pick him up, it's not called a maisoit so. It's not called like I'm carrying him. It's still like he's carrying himself. And we once spoke out, the chiddush of haitzoi, and after the mishkan, it has to be a derech haitzoi. That's not called a derech haitzoi. Ma'ashekein a chayla, a sick animal that can't walk itself, so then even Reb Nosson is moider. When you pick it up and carry it, it's called you're making a maisoit so. So therefore, I would have thought that on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry it outside to the midbar because you're carrying on Shabbos. Kamash v'lon iti, no, the Torah was matter. This I saw you're allowed to do. Rashi says, chol l'shani, tahash de l'noise yasatzmoi. It's not carrying itself because it's sick, it can't walk. V'hanoise mechal l'shabbos. So the person that's carrying it outside really is being mechal l'shabbos. So they need a posit to say that it's mutter. That's why you have a posit that it's mutter. So the Gemara, Abu Omar Rafram says, Zoysa Meris, from this Gemara, it's a raya that Erev Hoitzol is Shabbos, V'yein Erev Hoitzol Yom HaKippurim. In other words, there's no issur midiraisa to carry out on Yom Kippur. That's what this man the Yomah told. Because really, you could ask the question, why do I need a posit iti to tell me it's mutter to do it on Shabbos? You're telling me what even though the animal is sick and it can't walk, you're allowed to carry it. So I need a chiddush that if Yom Kippur is Shabbos, it's mutter. But on a regular Yom Kippur, cheater, it's mutter. I don't need a pasuk to say it's mutter to do that on Yom Kippur. I only need a pasuk for Shabbos. Because the kasher is, for every Yom Kippur, lalacha, we hold, you're not allowed to carry out on Yom Kippur. So even on Yom Kippur, goofy should have to have this chiddush. Like once we know you're allowed to do it on Yom Kippur, so cheater, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. What do I need a special pasuk for that it's mutter on Shabbos? So it's mashma, this man the Yom holds that no. On Yom Kippur, midiraisa, you are allowed to carry. Ain erev oitzol Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, you don't need any eruv chatzeris. Why? Because midiraisa, you're allowed to carry out on Yom Kippur. The yisur oitzol was only set on Shabbos and not on Yom Kippur. So therefore, for the regular din of Yom Kippur, pshita, you're allowed to carry out the lazozel to the midbar. Because there's no issur midiraisa according to this man the Yom carrying on Yom Kippur. Therefore, I need a special pasuk iti to tell me that even when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, and on Shabbos, normally, there is an issur oitzol. So really, after Yisra Shabbos, it's also to carry this lazozel on your shoulders outside to the midbar, kamashmo in the pasuk though, this haitzah is mutter. When you're doing, you're carrying out lazozel, le mitzvah sazozel out to the midbar, that's mutter. Trashi zois emeris. Me the yisuk le misni, iti, afilu b'shabbis, ikul amashmo. From here we could have a raya, we could bring a proof. The ain iser haitzol yom kippurim. On Yom Kippur itself, this man the Yom holds, there's midiraisi you're allowed to carry. The Yom Kippurim Kishabis Leitzor, because if you're going to tell me this man the Yom holds, like we hold Alokon, that Yom Kippur is like a Shabbos, Lo Malikro Lahatir Masr B'Shabbos, why do I need a special Pasuk Iti to say it's Mutar even on Shabbos, Harek is Shechal B'Choyl, even when Yom Kippur comes out on a regular weekday? Nami Kishabbos Dami, Yom Kippur itself also has an Isser Hoitzor like Shabbos, you want to tell me? O Komer Rachmon Ishachenu, and the Torah says you're allowed to send it away. So if you're allowed to do it on Yom Kippur, pshit, you're allowed to do it on Yom Kippur also. And you're allowed to do it on Shabbos also. Say, Lamai, this time of the Brayer says no. On Al-Fadin Yom Kippur itself, there's no Yisr Hoitzor Midiraisa. That's why you're allowed to carry it out. So I need a new Pasuk Iti to teach me that even when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, still it's mutter. Then Rashi says, Erev is Kedei Naspa. That's what it says, Erev, that's for sure not Midiraisa, that's only Midirabonin. It's like, really, you don't need it. Elo deho b'ho tal, you want a soul in the other. Deloi tekinu hachomei rubichat seris, elo b'shul isro itso. It's only when it's also midiraisa to carry out, the rabbonim make zeris midirabonim, you can't carry out. But if you make an erev chatseris, then it's mutter. So it's totally zeh b'zeh. So the kid said, this Tana holds that on Yom Kippur there's no isro itso, male there's no isro erev, so pshit on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to carry out the lazozol. And even the pasuk though, when it comes out on Shabbos, also you're allowed to carry it out. Then we dash in iti v'afilu betuma. Even if the korban, even if the animal is tamei, still you're allowed to carry it out. Or even if the kohen is tamei, still he's allowed to do it, not the animal. I mean, the animal when it's alive is not makabel tuma. A live animal doesn't receive tuma. So it means even though this person, this kohen, that was appointed to take the soil lazozol outside to the midbar, even if he's tamei, still he's allowed to do it. For the Gemara, l'may hilchasol, like shita, why not? Said Rashi, my isa tumas migdash haKadosh b'yesh mishluchoi shutzach lai mishitcha tuma. The Chorah Havamina is the Kohanim from inside the Azara will take the Lazozel outside the Azara, and outside Lazozel, this outside the Azara, outside the base of Migdash, this special person will take it into the midbar. So why do I care if he's tamei? He's not doing any avera. Like the Havamina is that person doesn't have to walk into the base of Migdash. If he has to walk into the base of Migdash, then it's good. Because a Tomatika person is not allowed to walk into the base of Migdash. But the Havamina is, who says he has to walk into the base of Migdash? Let a Kohen that's inside the Azara take the Lazozel outside the Azara, and then this special person will take it further. So what's the Chiddush as Berech Tumah? So Mora says, Amur Rav Sheshes, Loimar is telling us a Chiddush. She nitmo mishalchoi, even if the person that was appointed to send out the Sir Lazozel became Tomei on Erev Yom Kippur before he takes it out, Nichnas Tomei Liazoro. He himself was allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash or Meshalchoi. That's the Chiddush. Even though usually a Tomei person is not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, here it's a special Chiddush that even though he's Tomei, Iti says that person that was appointed yesterday, even though he's Tomei, still today he's allowed to go in and take it out. Trashi, Nichnas Tomei Liazoro, Shakoyin Moisu Leshom. That the Kohen gives it over to this person, not like we thought outside the Azara, but he gives it over, no, inside the Azara. So the person has to come inside the Beis Hamikdash. So that's the Chiddush that he's allowed to come in. Yeah. Fine. So the Gemara Shalos, now it's a bit of modern Gemara here, that will say, the kids, they ask questions to Reb Elezer, and the Gemara Maskonim is Reb Elezer didn't want to answer them. Not that he didn't know, but because Reb Elezer was makbid never to say over anything unless he heard it from his Rebbe. So something he didn't hear from his Rebbe, he wouldn't say it out to other people. So if we didn't answer them directly, the Mashal learns will soon see he only answered them by remez. Like, what's remez? Indirect, he answered them. But really, the way you will soon see, it doesn't look like he answered them at all. The Maisa was a Shaul Lewis Reb Elezer. Some people went to ask Reb Elezer Shaila. What's going to be the luck like we just learned? Let's say the Lazozel now gets sick on Yom Kippur, and you have to take it outside to the midbar outside Yerushalayim, and it doesn't budge. Are you allowed to put it on your shoulders and carry it out, even though it's Yom Kippur, even though it's Shabbos? Or Pashal Alokh, even though it's a regular Yom Kippur? We hold you not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. So what about carrying out this Lazozel, is it mutter or not? Is Omel Hamer Blezer went back and answered them, Yochel Hu Lahakev Ani V'yatem. you should know a regular, normal, lazoza, normal goat, a strong one, could carry me and you. Like, what, are you asking me a question? Like, a normal one could carry me and you. So Khuri didn't answer the question. The question was, what do you do with the sick one? And he was like, just started talking about something else, like the Gemara says later, he didn't want to answer them really, because since he didn't hear the answer from his Rebbe, he didn't want to answer it. But the Mashal says, B'derech Remez, like in an indirect way, he did answer them. Because what is he telling them? That in a normal healthy animal, you should know, it walks by itself. Mashma, it has to walk by itself. If it's a chulu, but a sick one, Reb Lez old, you're not allowed to carry it. That's Reb Lez Shita. Does it only go if it's healthy? But then echnami, if it's a sick one, you're not allowed to carry out lazozel. Aye, what do you do? Like we have before, this is not likuva. Even if you don't do it, still you're mekayim the mitzvah of lazozel. The yikka mitzvah of lazozel is, it has to be alive from the time you made the gerum up until you make this rikas sadam of the soy which is a chatas lashem. But if it dies after that, the emesin smuter. There's a mitzvah to send it out lazozel to the midbar. But let's say the animal got sick and it can't walk by itself, you're not allowed to carry it. Baitem. Sholu, they ask another shala now. Cholo Mishalchoi. What's going to be the appointed Reuven? Reuven is supposed to be the one to carry it outside, to take it outside to the midbar. Like we had before, the pasuk says, Ish Iti, you have to appoint him before Yom Kippur. What's going to be if that person got sick now on Yom Kippur? Cholo Mishalchoi. Mal Sheshachenu Biyadacher. What's the law? You're allowed to send him Biyadacher. Is it Liyikuvah that he had to be only the one that was appointed before Yom Kippur? Somebody else can't do it even with the Yevit, or else no. It's only a mitzvah, l'chatchilom. You're supposed to give it to the one that was appointed. But let's say that person got sick, he can't take it, you're allowed to let somebody else do it. That was the shayla. Omar Lehem, he answered back to them, Aho b'sholom ani v'yatem. Oh, let's hope that me and you will be healthy. In other words, don't ask me such questions. So according to the Mashal, it's like a derech remiza to say, I takhold the tzotzer. In other words, only a healthy person can take it, send it out. But if the person is chayla sick, he can't give it to somebody else, nobody can do it. Rashi says, Aho b'shalom ani v'yatem, kloimer, ma lochem lishlo azoz. What do you have to ask him this question for? Lo yanib lo yatem niskokon lishalukhoim. We don't have to send it, so let's just leave it alone. So Mashiach says what he meant to say, but Eruch Rem meant to say, he owns takarit saucer. What about another shalom now? Doch voi v'loy meis. The mitzvah of the story of Mashtalech is, you take it out to the midbar, and on the midbar there's a special cliff there, called the tzoik. You take it on top of the cliff, and then we'll soon see the next Mishnah, you push it off the cliff backwards, and it rolls down, and it dies. And the locher is, it's supposed to die. He asked the Shaila, what's going to be if you see it on the floor after you pushed it off, and it didn't die? Doch vor v'loi meis. Mau sheyer v'dach rov yimisenu. Does this person have to go after the sawyer, down the cliff, and kill it? Because is it a mitzvah just to push it off the cliff? And the mala dies. If it doesn't die, you're also kind of the mitzvah. Or else, no, the mitzvah is mama should see it dead. And if it's alive, you have to go down there and push and kill it. Omalem, so he answered him back. The pasuk says, Kein yoivdu kol yevech Hashem. Like Hashem will kill out all your enemies. In other words, don't ask the questions. Like for sure it's going to die. Like the Mishnah says later. Like it cannot never happen that they pushed it off the cliff. And when it went down the cliff, that it reached half the cliff down, that all its bones were broken already. Like, don't ask such a question, you'll never have such a case. For sure, it was zichah die when it's pushed off the cliff.